Ari, I told you to turn that off.
I did turn it off, but if you want a Beverly Hills mansion, and you want a country club membership, and you want 9 weeks a year and a Tuscan villa, then I'm going to need to take a call when it comes in at noon on a Wednesday.
Now, back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
Broadcasting live from Lyle, brought to you by the Eyes of the Skies Festival, where 100% of the proceeds go to local charities. Jane, are you ready for our next guest?
Everybody loves him.
Everybody loves him. I met him probably 20 years ago at the Piven Theater fundraiser when he was doing Cupid here in Chicago. He's a former linebacker for Evanston High School, and his side hustle is, of course, acting. It's our friend, Jeremy Piven. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for recognizing me as an athlete. That means the world to me.
I try to mention that every time you come on the show. Yes, and a huge Bears fan, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and I just got an argument about the Bears today that people don't think that they have it. And you know that we are one double doink away from probably going to the Super Bowl and taking it all. So this is going to be their year.
Oh, I absolutely think so. I think we're going to the, minus a kicker last year, we could have gone to the Super Bowl. Absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, Robbie Gould, like, lives in Chicago.
I know.
You know, he's probably stretching out at Grant Park. We could have just grabbed him and just put him on the field.
He was at that game. I think he was in a skybox. We could have just grabbed him from the box and brought him on the field. He would have done fine.
Oh, my God. Dude, well, let's move on from that so we don't start sobbing.
We're all depressed now. We all get angry. Yeah. Well, you're doing the right thing. You're coming to town in August. You'll be here Thursday, August 8th at the Vic Theater. Now, the last time we spoke, you came and did sold-out shows at Laugh Factory. And I thought this stand-up comedy thing, it was just a one-time deal, and then you were going to go back to acting. You're still on tour with it.
Yeah, man, I got the bug. It's one of these things where, you know, you played a little clip from Entourage. That entire series was so brilliantly written. And there were times when I'm from Second City in the Piven Theater, grew up at Evanston. So, you know, improv is in my background. And so I'm always trying to kind of add what I can. And then I found this arena where it's all you. And so I'm just telling you, it's addictive, because the idea that you can come up with something that you think is funny and your friends might think is funny, and then you have to make an entire room, you have to hit it in real time, is addictive. And so it's been a year and a half now. I haven't stopped. And I'd love for you to come out, because I really feel like a stand-up now, because I just haven't stopped and I'm learning every night. And it's exciting. I'm going to go to the Vic. I grew up going to the Vic, and now I get to perform there on August 9th.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you do that. Jeremy, I mean, you're just such a talent. Film, theater, television, now this comedy. It sounds like we already know the answer, but if you had to pick the favorite child, is it comedy?
You know, it's fascinating because, you know, growing up and doing theater in Chicago, I don't think people in Chicago realize that we have a lot of street cred out there. And I think, and I'm not just saying, the variable is that is the community, is that people come out, and when you've got a 99-seat, you know, theater, they're going to come and support you. So we all got the reps in. I got the reps so much, as do other actors, Michael Shannon and Malkovich and all the guys over there, Steppenwolf and everyone.
Right.
You know, we just were very lucky that the good people of Chicago come out and support us. And so, you know, like, there's a theory that Malcolm Gladwell has about the difference between good and great. And I'm not saying I'm great in any way, shape, or form. I'm a work in progress, but it's 10,000 hours. And I've spent about 40 years on the stage. And so that's why I even think that I could have something to contribute to stand up. I'd be lying if I said I didn't use everything that I have in my act. I do impressions, I tell stories, I do observational humor, and it's straight up stand up. And I welcome everyone to come. Anyone that doubts it, I just bring them all.
You'll be performing at the Vic Theater. You can go to jamusa.com for tickets. And I just jotted that down because I want to mention that. I saw your stand-up, and one of the things that you do is you're not really telling jokes, how you tell a story, and it's all about timing. And that is, that's what you learned growing up here in Chicago, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I can't wait for you to see what it is now, because you probably saw me 3 months into my stand-up career.
You were 90 days in, you're right.
I had no business being up there. And I just knew that if I threw myself into it and went into the deep end, the deep waters, I would learn. And I have a fast learning curve because, you know, being at Second City and doing sketch comedy and all of the background that I've had, every conservatory you possibly go to and theater companies and blah, blah, blah. So that now, yeah, not only is it stories and impersonations, but it's observational humor, and it is jokes and everything in there. And, you know, if I'm not making people laugh from beginning to end, that's on me. That's not them. You know, you'll never hear me say, oh, that crowd was tight. It's like, you know, I got to go up in dive bars in front of a handful of millennials that don't have a clue who I am. And I, you know, and it gets ugly, you know, and I got to dig myself out.
And I got to
get them by the end, and that's heavy lifting, and that's how you get better.
That is so
and
funny.
And I love that you said that because, yeah. You know, for any of us, and if you don't learn something from the next experience, then you might as well not be doing it, right?
Yeah, and, you know, if anyone asked my advice and they haven't, I would tell them if you're afraid of looking foolish, we all are. But once you just go, you know what, I'm just going to jump in, and if I look like an idiot, I don't care, man. And if you go to that place, you will be rewarded because, you know, it's painful to bomb, but you could make a breakthrough. And that's how you get better. No matter, you know, what arena you're in or what level you're at, I think when you start to get stagnant is when you start, you know, being very, very safe and self-conscious and all that. And anything creative, that it has no place. You have to just commit to these bits and just jump in. And I'm not just saying it. It's been on my calendar, and it's my favorite show of the year, for without a doubt, hands down. Going home and performing there, and it'd be great, Pete, if you could make it out, just because I would love for you to see, you know, what a difference a year makes.
I love it. Absolutely. I mean, think about back in the day. We all went to the Bruin View at the Vic. I've seen so many shows there, right on the corner of Belmont and Sheffield.
Yeah. Yes.
I love it.
I mean, I used to live in that area. You know, I've walked those streets. I've performed in that area for so many decades. And, it's going to be just perfect going home, you know. And, I'd love for people to come out. And I want to, you know, see if I can perform in Chicago as much as possible. And so this is kind of the Laugh Factory was so good to me. And people showed up, you know, and had faith in me. And this is going to be just another step. And I want to just keep going and then document it and get it to as many people as possible.
And Jeremy, when you come home, we love it when you come home to perform because we all want to see you. But when you come home not performing, what's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do?
Yeah. When you just get to come home and
be. I mean, of course, you know, going to a Cubs game and a Bears game and just even jumping on a bike and just riding along the lake just forever.
Yeah.
You know, just even stuff like that. And also, I mean, you can pop into any place and hear great music. You can just, you kind of can't go wrong, you know, and then there's great food everywhere. I sing Chicago's praises wherever I go. I feel like I should be a part of the tourist industry there. Maybe I should just put me on a tour bus or something.
Well,
I don't know.
In Chicago in the summertime, it's perfect, but 2 weeks ago it was still winter. That's the thing, and now it's humid and 90 degrees, man. But you picked the perfect month.
It's all over the place, man, and there are no tougher people than Chicagoans, and they also really appreciate it when that, you know, it's as soon as it, you know, breaks above 57 degrees, shirts are coming off, tube tops are coming out. It's just, it's madness.
I told Jane I was going to go bare-chested before the end of the show today.
He doesn't understand. He's always wearing a sweater he can't take off, so bare-chested is not an option.
Maybe bare-chested it is a sweater. We don't know.
Yes, definitely. So, by the way, I follow you on Instagram, and I told you that we were going to have you on the phone, but when you come to town, are you bringing your new roommate, Bubba?
You know, I have to bring Bubba because I'm on the road right now, and I'm missing him like crazy. And you know what's funny about him is it's funny, a buddy of mine who's a comic watched me playing with Bubba, and he just said, "You're trying too hard, man. you're trying too hard. Like, what do you mean? He goes, because Bubba just kind of rolls his eyes and I'm throwing myself at him on the ground and everything. Bubba's just not that into me, and I couldn't be more into him. This is my little French, blue Frenchie.
Yes, and it's a dog.
My buddy said, you know, that I have to play hard to get with Bubba. Yeah. And I just thought, only in L.A. would you have to even play hard to get with your dog. It's just insane.
Yes, definitely so, man.
So and, I'm going to bring him. Bring him on stage, and you know he'll. I brought him on stage with me once, and I put him on the stool, and he just sat there and looked at the audience, and they just cracked up. And I know he thinks he can do stand up because he got lots of laughs. And he just kind of looked at me and was like, "Bro, this is cake," you know. And then I took him off.
At the Vic Theater. I would love to see that.
Well, when you come back, you'll come back. You'll come in the studio, and you'll bring Bubba to the studio, too.
Everything. You guys are going to be sick of me.
We love it.
It's fantastic. By the way, I do follow you on Instagram, as you know, and I love the picture on Mother's Day, your mom, and there was also a recent picture of you and your mother. How is she doing?
Thank you for asking. Joyce Piven is great, and one of my favorite moments in the show is talking about it's interesting because people kind of, my mom called it. I had no idea. She said, listen, are you ready? If you do this series, Entourage, you know, she knows how much I commit. You know, people, you're in people's living rooms for maybe a long time. Are you going to be okay? Maybe being confused as, you know, for this character. And I thought that's ridiculous. And sure enough, if you're in people's living rooms for over a decade, apparently, you know, there's some typecasting going on, and I talk about that a lot.
Oh, right.
And I talk about the fact that, you know, everything I said is Ari Gold. I said to my mother's face because I would run lines with her.
Oh.
And so I just basically show them the behind the scenes of what it was like. And so for me, selfishly, you know, the audience gets a sense of who I am and where I come from. And, you know, when you see a character and it's played authentically, sometimes people can just assume that that's who you are, you know, and you listen, the Emmanuels came from, you know, they're just outside of Chicago.
Right.
They're Ari Emanuel and Rahm, yeah. You know, people, this is an overachieving family. And he was just a brilliant guy and character to use as my muse.
That's wonderful. And by the way, your mother is a Chicago treasure, and we embrace families like yours, the Piven Theater, that has done so much for the community. And I do mean this. I met you 20 years ago at a Piven Theater fundraiser in Evanston.
Yeah, and it was really cool that you were there. It meant a lot to me that you showed up. And you know, local guys like Billy Deck will have us over there. And we felt the love for so long. And my mom is out in L.A. now. Finally, we got her out of the cold. And she's just still doing her thing. And very vital and loves, you know, working with people. And I want to get her back. Maybe that would be a great show to bring her to. Bring her to that. So Joyce Piven, Bubba in the house, and have just like a reunion. That would be nice. We're going to have to get you out for that.
Standing ovation. I love it. At the Vic Theater. For tickets, again, go to jamusa.com, or I'm sure they're on your Instagram page, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Why don't, when we get off, maybe you can give a couple tickets away to some listeners, if you don't mind. That would be amazing. And
I'd
maybe
love to.
Some free, like, you know, VIP meet and greets and stuff for anyone, you know, who can tell. The question will be, what was the name of the theater company that John Cusack and I had in Chicago? Maybe that'll be the trivia question.
I love that. Okay. He comes up with his own trivia question.
I like that. All right.
A pair of tickets?
A pair of tickets. I'm Jewish, but I'm not that Jewish. I can spare two tickets.
One of the best Jewish linebackers to come out of Evanston High School. Jeremy
Piven.
There
you go. That's good. I need a T-shirt that says that.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
On.
Thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you, guys. Stay
All
safe,
right,
everybody.
Care.
Bye, you guys.
312-981-7200. First person to get that correct, we'll set you up with a pair of tickets to the Vic Theater and some meet and greets.
That's great. How nice
Jeremy.
Of them to give that away. I want to go to the show.
I got to tell you, I was blown away. He was very funny.
When I saw that he was doing stand-up, I thought, I knew he was doing it for, I knew he did it last year. And
yeah.
I was like, can he really do stand-up? And I read reviews that said it was fantastic.
I saw him before the show at the Laugh Factory. He was so nervous.
Of course.
He's like, I can only talk to you for about 25 seconds because
you've done stand-up.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Because if you bomb, you think, oh, my God, they're not laughing. But you just have to plow through.
Right. You know they're going to laugh
at my material,
some point.
Nobody laughs at. So I have to plow through everything.
You're
and
laughing.
My set's over
laughing with you, Pete.
In 9 minutes. Yes. 312-981-7200. First person to get that correct. What theater group did Jeremy Piven and John Cusack
start together in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Chicago Stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Time for news. It's powered by Townstone Financial. Here's Kim.